How about the intestines of a hog?
Well, we call that the entrails usually. Okay. Entrails or offals.
Do you ever use the term chitlins?
Chitlins is a part of the entrails. It isn't all of them. It's a part of the intestines that you clean out and call them chitlins.
Mm-hmm. Do they eat chitlins around here? Do you eat chitlins?
I never have. Some folks like them. I never have sampled them.
Okay. Now the time when animals get their food is called?
The time when they get to see, well, it'd be the feeding time.
All right. How would you call cows into the from the pasture?
Ook, sook, sook. Come on, girl.
Okay. How would you make them stand still during milking?
Well, see now, hold still, baby. I'll just kind of talk to them in a mild way.
Did you ever use anything like saw or sew or saw or heist or?
Saw would be the most general expression, saw, now hold still.
Okay. And calls to calves?
Ooks a calf.
Okay, okay. And calls to mules or horses, well, you mentioned this before of oxen, but to mules or horses make them turn left and right.
They could use a whistle to them, most of the time, would whistle if they're over that much or kind of talk to them to come on in.
But if you want to make them turn left and right in plowing?
Left or right, you'd say the expression G or haul. G to the right and haul to the left.
All right. And calls to horses getting them in from the pasture?
Well, they used a whistle, but they'd answer a whistle about as good as anything, just a whistle for them to come in.
All right. Did you ever use any expression like coojack, kojack, or cope for horses?
Not too common, no.
Are any of those familiar at all?
No.
Okay. And an expression to get a horse started?
Just crack of the lips, kind of like a kiss.
Uh-huh. Okay. And to get him to stop?
Well, you'd say, whoa.
And how about to get him to back up?
Well, you'd say, back up. Ye back.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, and calls to pigs and hogs at feeding time?
Pig, come on.
All right. And calls to sheep to get them in from the pasture?
Sheep, you call them by the name sheep, come in sheep.
Okay. Did you ever use either coo sheep, co sheep, or cade?
Yeah, you could usually just their name mostly. Sure. Right. Call them sheep.
And calls to chickens at feeding time?
About the same, would be very much different there. Kind of use a clucking sort, kind of like a chicken talking to them.
Okay, how does that sound? How would you make that noise for me?
Come on, chick, 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 chick.
Okay. And if you want to take the horses out for driving, you'd say, I'm going to do what to the horses? I have to go out and...
You take them where to the...
Oh, you're going
to
take them out for, you're going to put them on, a buggy.
Or you're going to put go on, hitch them up.
All right, and would you say the same thing if you were getting them ready for plowing?
Yeah, you'd hitch them up, prepare them for...
All right, and the things you hold in a buggy when you're...
Are the lines that you govern them with, the lines.
And when you're plowing?
Yeah, you have lines.
And how about when you're riding on horseback?
Well, that'd be a bridle. You have a bridle on, bridle reins.
Okay, and the things you put your feet in when you're riding on
horseback? And the stirrups.
And the horse on the left in plowing?
That's your lead horse.
Okay, and if someone's talking about the distance from here, from here to to Bristol Cavern, someone says, is that very far from here? You say, no, that's just a little.
Just a few steps over the hill or something like that, a few steps over the hill.
Would you ever use a short piece a little way or a little ways over there?
Well,